音二章一到十二节。希律王执政的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。那时有几个星象家从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人的王在哪里？我们看见他的新出现，特来朝拜他。”希律王听见了，就心里不安。全耶路撒冷的居民也是这样，他就召集所有的祭司长和民间的经学家，问他们基督应该生在哪里。他们回答：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知在经上这样说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大的领袖中并不是最小的，因为必有一位领袖从你那里出来，牧养我的子民以色列。”希律暗中把星象家招来，仔细查问他们那颗星什么时候出现，然后派他们到伯利恒去，说：“你们去细心寻访那小孩，找到了就向我报告，好叫我也去拜他。”他们听命去了。他们在东方看见的那颗星忽然在他们前头，领他们到那小孩所在的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那颗星，欢喜极了，进了房子，看见小孩和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜他，并且打开宝盒，把黄金、乳香、没药做礼物献给他。后来他们在梦中得着指示，不要回到希律那里去，就从别的路回乡去了。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Tess, for praying for the children.
谢谢泰斯为儿童祷告。
Thank you, Grace, for giving us the reading.
谢谢读经文。
And thank you, Pastor Doris and Pastor Lee, for leading us in prayer.
谢谢Doris 牧师和 Lee 牧师带领我们。
And to Maria for leading us in worship. Thank you.
也是谢谢 Maria 带领敬拜团。
I am sure that you have noticed the display of boxes of oranges at the entrances to grocery stores.
我相信你们大家都有留意到，在商场的门口有一箱箱的橘子。
Do you know why grocery stores sell boxes of oranges at Christmas?
你们知道为什么在商场前面他们要销售一箱箱的橘子吗？
For years, I had no idea.
许多年来我都不知道为什么。
It was always confusing.
它总是非常的混淆。
But let me explain.
让我解释一下。
As a child, the excitement just before Christmas Day was palpable.
就是在作为一个小孩，他们对于圣诞节的兴奋是显而易见的。
Christmas usually began in the very early hours of Christmas Day.
圣诞节的开始通常是在圣诞节的那一天很早就开始了。
My sister and I would be rushed off to bed by about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
我的姐姐和我在圣诞平安夜的那一天晚上八到九点，我们就赶着去卧室。
We would try to sleep, but with little success.
但我们要尝试去睡觉，但是我们做不到。
Sometime about midnight, my bedroom door was opened.
大概在午夜的时候，我卧室的门打开了。
A shadowy figure entered and placed a stocking at the foot of my bed.
一个身影悄悄地进来，然后在我的床角摆上一个袜子。
Actually, it was a worn pillowcase. Santa had clearly fallen on hard times.
其实那是一个旧的枕套圣诞老人大概有一个困难的时期。
But what happened next was a routine that was well rehearsed after each Christmas Eve.
但是以下来发生的事情大概是每一个星期每一个圣诞节都会发生的事情。
I would wait until the shadowy figure had left and all the lights in the house were turned off.
我要等着那个身影离开了，然后所有的灯都关了。
And my parents, one of whom looked remarkably like the shadowy figure, were fast asleep.
然后我的父母其中有一个非常像那个身影，他们睡着了。
That's when Christmas began.
这个就是圣诞节的开始了。
Feverishly, I'd open the worn pillowcase and eagerly view the contents, all neatly wrapped.
非常激动的，我非常兴奋的打开那一个枕套，然后看看里面有什么。
That is, all the contents were neatly wrapped, except one.
每一个礼物都好好的包着，但是有一个不是。
It was an orange.
那就是这个橘子。
A mandarin orange.
这个蜜橘。
This happened every year throughout my childhood years. A mandarin orange at the bottom of a worn pillowcase.
这是在我童年的时候每一个圣诞节都会发生的事情，一个橘子在一个枕套里。
I never knew why.
我从来都不知道为什么。
I concluded that Santa came not from the North Pole.
我觉得圣诞老人他不是从北极来的。
But Florida or California or Israel or Spain or Southern China or the Philippines.
他是从加州或者佛罗里达州或者以色列或者西班牙或者甚至是中国的南方那些地方生长橘子。
Wherever mandarin oranges are grown.
在那些地方他们会生长橘子。
Only years later did I discover why I received an orange on Christmas Eve.
直到多年后，我才发现为什么在平安夜我会得到这个橘子。
The story goes back nearly 1,700 years to a 4th century Christian leader.
这是当追溯到1,700年之前，大概四世纪。在有一个基督教的领袖。
He lived in what is today modern Turkey.
他生长在一个地方，在现今叫做土耳其。
The leader's name was Nicholas.
这个领袖的名字叫做尼古拉斯。
Nicholas inherited a fortune.
尼古拉斯他继承了一大笔财产。
He was very wealthy.
他非常的富有。
He was also very concerned about the poor and the persecuted.
但是他也非常关心穷人和受迫害的人。
He was so concerned that he gave away his fortune to help them.
他非常关心这些人，以至于把他的所有的财富都去帮助这些人。
Eventually, he became a bishop or a leader in the early church.
最后，他在早期教会当中成为一个主教。
On one occasion, the story goes, Bishop Nicholas.Heard about a poor man with three daughters.
在一个偶然的机会这个主教听到他有一个穷人，他有三个女儿。
In those days, a father would give money to a bridegroom when his daughter was married.
在那个时候，父亲在他女儿结婚的时候要给新郎钱。
This was called a dowry.
这就叫做嫁妆。
Because the man was so poor, he had no money to give.
因为这个人非常的穷，他没有钱去给。
So his daughters were unable to marry.
所以他的女儿不可以结婚。
This brought great shame upon the man and his daughters.
这在他和他的女儿身上有非常大的羞辱。
When Bishop Nicholas heard this,
当尼古拉斯主教听到这个时候，
The following night, he returned to the poor man's house.
在第二天，他去到这个穷人的家里。
And he threw three bags of gold for the daughter's dowries through an open window.
在从一个打开的窗户，他把三袋金子丢进去。
These three bags happened to land in the girl's stockings that they had hung up to dry over the fireplace.
这三袋金子刚好落进在那在他的那个女儿在火炉边晒干他们的袜子里面。
In ancient drawings of Bishop Nicholas, he always wore red ceremonial robes.
在一些古代的画里面，这个尼古拉斯的主教他总是穿着一个红色的礼袍。
Today, Bishop Nicholas is better known as Santa Claus.
今天这个尼古拉斯主教就是家喻户晓的圣诞老人。
But why the orange?
但是为什么橘子呢？
The oranges symbolized the bags of gold in the stockings.
而这个橘子就象征着在那个袜子里面的金子。
And that's why I received oranges in my worn-out pillowcase.
这就是为什么我在每个圣诞节我都会得到一个橘子放在这个枕头套里。
And this is why boxes of oranges are sold in grocery stores this time of year.
这也就是为什么在商场的门口都会都会卖橘子。
But I am sure most people do not know that.
我相信很多人都不知道这个。
In the same way, many people do not know what Christmas is about.
也就是同样的，也有很多人不明白圣诞节真正的意义。
Let's go through the Christmas story and see if we can spot some clues to show us what Christmas is really about.
让我们看看这些圣诞节的故事，然后让我们更多的去明白圣诞节真正的意义。
Luke begins with the angel Gabriel telling Zechariah, a priest in Jerusalem, that he and his elderly wife Elizabeth will have a child.
路加福音一开始说到天使告诉撒加利亚，就是耶路撒冷的一个祭司长，他和他的年长的妻子伊丽莎白将会有一个婴儿。
This child will make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke chapter 1 verse 17.
这个小孩将会行在主的前面，路加福音一章十七节这样说道。
A few months later, Gabriel appears to Mary.
几个月之后，天使也向玛利亚显现。
Gabriel tells Mary that she will miraculously conceive a baby boy who will be the Son of God. That's Luke chapter 1, verse 35.
在路加福音一章三十五节说到，耶稣告诉玛利亚，他会将会神奇的会怀上一个婴孩，他的名字就是神的儿子。
It's about this time that Joseph discovers that his fiancée Mary is pregnant.
在这个时候他的未婚夫约瑟发现玛利亚怀孕了。
Joseph thinks Mary has been unfaithful and plans to divorce her.
约瑟以为玛利亚对他不忠计划把他给休了。
But in a dream, an angel appears to him.
但是在梦中天使向他显现。
The angel tells Joseph to take Mary as his wife because the child she carries has been miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit.
这个天使告诉约瑟说，只管放胆把你的妻子玛利亚迎娶过来，因为她怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
That's Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
那是马太福音一章二十节。
Meanwhile, Mary visits Elizabeth and sings a worship song about God's faithfulness.
在这个时候，玛利亚去拜访伊丽莎白，她用诗歌去赞美神的信实。
That's in Luke chapter 2, verses 46 to 56.
那是路加福音二章四十六到五十六节。
Elizabeth gives birth to her son, who will be John the Baptist.
伊丽莎白她诞下一个婴孩，她的名字就是施洗约翰。
And then Zechariah, John's father, also sings a worship song.
撒加利亚约翰的父亲他也用诗歌赞美神。
And this song is about God's triumph.
它是关于神的得胜。
It's in Luke chapter 1 verses 67 to 79.
那是路加福音一章六十七到七十九节。
And then Mary and Joseph are forced to travel to Bethlehem, Joseph's ancestral village.
然后约瑟和玛利亚他们被迫去到伯利恒。那是约瑟的祖籍村庄。
Mary is due to give birth at any moment.
玛利亚随时都要生产了。
Sadly, there is no room in the family home.
但是很遗憾的，在客店里没有地方。
But because it was shameful in Middle Eastern culture not to show hospitality, Mary and Joseph are invited to stay in the animal pen in the lower part of the family home.
在那个时候，中东的地方如果不礼待客人是非常羞辱的，所以玛利亚和约瑟他们被邀请到他们家里下面的那个马槽里。
And there Mary gives birth to Jesus.
在那里，玛利亚生下耶稣。
She wraps him in cloths and places him in the animal feeding trough, the manger.
她用布包着放在马槽里。
That's Luke chapter 2, verse 7.
那是路加福音2章7节。
Attention then shifts to the shepherds who are camped not that far away.
注意力这时候转移到, 在不远处扎营的牧羊人。
We heard their story last week.
我们上个星期听过这个故事。
Their story is important.
那个故事是非常重要的。
It is to the shepherds that for the first time in the Christmas story, Jesus is called Savior, or Christ, meaning Messiah, or Lord.
那牧羊人是在, 圣诞节的故事里面首先, 耶稣是被称为救主, 主基督。
There's a hint about the true meaning of Christmas.
这里有一个提示是关于, 圣诞节真正的意义。
These titles must mean that Jesus has come to do something.
这些, 头衔代表着耶稣将要来做一些事情。
Of course, our Christmas story isn't finished.
当然我们, 圣诞节的故事没有完结。
What about the wise men?
那些, 智者呢?
We read about them in our scripture reading.
我们在经文中有读到。
Traditionally, we have called them kings, but they were not.
传统上, 我们称他为君王, 但是他们不是。
They were a group of pagan astrologers called magi.
他们是一群, 博士, 是异教徒占星家。
They were probably from Babylon.
他们大概是从巴比伦来。
6 centuries before Jesus was born, the Magi had opposed Daniel, an exiled Jew living in Babylon.
在耶稣诞生之前的6个世纪，这些博士他们是, 敌对但以理的一个, 犹太的放逐的人。
You can read about them in Daniel chapter 2.
我们可以在但以理书2章2节中读到。
But by the time of Jesus' birth, Magi were often welcomed by emperors and kings on special occasions.
在耶稣诞生的那个时代, 一些国王, 他们会在, 一些重要的时刻去邀请这些博士。
And so it's no surprise that some Magi, guided miraculously by a star, arrive in Jerusalem to worship the one born King of the Jews.
所以我们不会惊奇地去看到这些博士, 他们有一个星星带领, 他们来到耶路撒冷去敬拜这个, 犹太人诞生的王。
That's Matthew chapter 2, verse 2.
那是, 马太福音2章2节。
This worries King Herod, who sees Jesus as a threat to his throne.
但这个令到希律王非常担忧, 他看到耶稣对他的宝, 对他的王座是一个威胁。
He wants Jesus dead.
他想耶稣死。
He tries to trick the Magi to let him know where Jesus is.
他想试探那些占星家, 让他们, 让他知道耶稣在哪里。
The Magi then travel to Bethlehem.
所以这些博士, 他们去到伯里恒。
And when they see Jesus, these pagan astrologers bow down and worship him.
当他们看见耶稣, 这些异教的占星家, 他们跪下去敬拜他。
They present him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
他们献上这些礼物就是金子, 乳香和没药。
And finally, they return home having been warned not to see Herod.
最后他们回到家, 他们被警告不要去见希律王。
This is the Christmas story.
这就是圣诞节的故事。
But if this is all that Christmas is about, we're missing something.
如果这只是, 圣诞节, 圣诞节, 的真正的意义, 我们忽略了一些东西。
We're like shoppers who buy oranges, but have no idea why oranges are significant at Christmas.
就像是那些, 购物者, 他们购买, 橘子的时候, 他们根本就不知道橘子在圣诞节里重要的意义。
So what clues are in the Christmas story to help us understand what it's about?
在这些圣诞节的故事里面有什么提示 让我们去明白圣诞节的意义呢?
Let me briefly mention two.
让我, 简单地阐述两点。
Look at Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
让我们看马太福音1章21节。
In his dream, Joseph is told by the angel that the child must be named Jesus.
在他的梦里面, 约瑟, 被告诉说, 被, 天使告诉说, 这个孩子应该取名叫耶稣。 为什么呢?
Why? Because he will save his people from their sins.
为什么呢？因为他要把自己的子民从罪恶中拯救出来。
Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Yeshua.
耶稣是希伯来文中的名字耶和华的希腊文的形式。
It literally means God is salvation.
它的意义就是神是救恩。
Just this detail tells us that Christmas is only the beginning.
只是单单这个细节就告诉我们，圣诞节其实只是一个开始。
The reason Jesus was born was not to look cute on Christmas cards.
耶稣诞生的原因不是说在圣诞卡片上看起来很可爱。
He came to bring salvation, to save us from our sins.
他的来到是带来救恩，是把我们从罪里救出来。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
It tells us that something is wrong.
它告诉我们，我们有一些问题。
It needs dealing with.
需要去解决。
And Jesus is the one to do it.
而耶稣是一个可以解决的人。
So what is wrong?
所以哪里错了呢？
Sin is the problem.
罪是一个很大的问题。
We're contaminated with sin.
我们被罪污染。
Essentially, sin is the condition we all find ourselves in.
在最后里，我们每一个人都可以发现我们自己有罪的处境。
The inclination of our attitudes, our thoughts, our actions, our beliefs is against God and His ways.
我们的倾向在态度上、思想上、行为上，甚至我们所相信的，都是去违背神的。
If we are to know God, sin must be dealt with.
如果我们去认识神，我们一定要处理罪。
And because sin is against God, only God can deal with it.
因为罪是违背神的，只有神就可以解决。
This is why it is so important that Jesus is God incarnate.
这就是为什么非常重要，耶稣是神道成肉身。
He is fully human, so he can represent us.
他是一个完全的人，所以他可以代表我们。
And he's fully God, so he can deal with our sin.
他是完全的神，所以他可以解决神，可以解决罪恶。
And Jesus is the only one able to deal with our sin.
耶稣是单单的只有他可以去解决罪。
So his name, Jesus, is the first clue that Christmas is more than just a story about a baby in a manger.
所以他的名字耶稣是第一个提示关于圣诞节，不只是一个马槽里诞生的婴儿。
So what's the second clue?
那第二个提示是什么呢？
Look down at Matthew chapter 2 verse 11.
让我们看马太福音二章十一节。
The pagan astrologers present their gifts to Jesus.
这个外邦人的占星家，他们把这个礼物献给耶稣。
Gold, incense, and myrrh.
金子、乳香和末药。
In the ancient world, these gifts were often given to royalty.
在古代的时候，这些礼物是给皇族的。
But of the three, myrrh was also used at Jesus' crucifixion in Mark 15, verse 23.
但是末药它是用在耶稣被钉十字架上的，在马可福音十五章二十三节。
And at his burial in John 19, verse 39.
也是用在他被埋的时候，是在约翰福音十九章三十九节。
The myrrh reminds us that to save us from our sins, Jesus must die.
这个抹药再一次的提醒我们，就是说耶稣要把我们从罪里拯救出来的时候，他必须死。
Myrrh is the second clue.
抹药是第二个提示。
Christmas points to crucifixion.
所以圣诞节指十字架。
And crucifixion is how Jesus dealt with our sin.
十字架就是耶稣是如何去解决我们的罪。
The Bible calls this atonement.
圣经上这叫做赎罪。
Sin is so serious, it cannot be overlooked, it cannot be dismissed.
罪是非常严肃的一个问题，是不可以被忽略的。
It must be punished.
它将会受到惩罚。
So how?
怎么样呢？
God punishes sin in Jesus.
神用耶稣来来用罪的惩罚。
On the cross,My sin, your sin, and the sin of the whole world is placed on Jesus.
在十字架上，我们的罪、你的罪和整个世界的罪都被放在耶稣的身上。
Our sin is judged by God, but Jesus takes the punishment instead of us.
神审判我们的罪，但是耶稣他把所有的罪担当了。
Romans chapter 3 verse 25 says, God presented him, that's Jesus, as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood.
罗马书三章二十五节这样说道，神设立了耶稣为赎罪祭，是凭着他的血。
So the cross is the severest statement of the seriousness of our sin.
所以十字架是我们罪的严重性的最严厉的陈述。
And the cross is the greatest statement of the extent of God's love.
而十字架也是上帝最大程度的爱的陈述。
I am guilty of sin.
我是有罪的。
But I do not face the punishment of sin.
但是我不用面对罪的惩罚。
Jesus.Does so in my place.
耶稣为我受了。
This is God's love.
这就是神的爱。
This is atonement.
这就是赎罪祭。
So myrrh, that second clue, tells us that there is more to Christmas than we first imagine.
所以莫要这个第二个的提示告诉我们圣诞节的意义。
Think of Christmas.As stage one of a rescue mission.
所以圣诞节是一个第一个第一个阶段，就是一个拯救的使命。
Just as Bishop Nicholas's gift of gold was the rescue that gave the poor man's three daughters a future.
就像是尼古拉斯主教，他把的金子给他的给这个穷人的三个女儿去拯救他们的将来。
So that without that gift, the poor man's three daughters had no future, had no hope.
所以没有如果没有这些礼物，这个穷人的三个女儿，她们没有希望，没有将来。
So we are sinners.
我们是罪人。
We need to be rescued.
我们需要被拯救。
And without rescue, we are guilty of sin and face punishment for sin.
没有这个拯救，我们是有罪的，我们要面对罪的惩罚。
But God rescues us.
但是神拯救了我们。
God sends Jesus to rescue us.
神派耶稣来拯救我们。
And Jesus is the one who will save us from our sin, as his name declares.
耶稣就是那一个拯救，把我们从罪里拯救出来的人，就像他的名字一样。
And Jesus saves us from our sin because he died on the cross in our place.As the myrrh declares.
耶稣在十字架上赎了我们的罪，拯救了我们，就像抹药一样。
So this Christmas, when you go into a store and you see one of these, you now know why they are sold.
所以这个圣诞节，当你们去到商场，你们看到这个橘子的时候，你明白了为什么。
And when you go to the checkout, you could ask them, "Do you know why you sell these?"
所以当你们去付账的时候，你可以问他们，你为什么会卖这橘子呢？
That's called an evangelistic opportunity.
这个就是说一个机会是传福音的机会。
But this Christmas, let's not just celebrate the baby in the manger. Let's celebrate the rescue that Christmas points to.
所以在这个圣诞节里面，我们不光光是去庆祝在这个马槽里诞生的婴儿，而是去庆祝圣诞节所代表的拯救的意义。
And may the Lord bless you this Christmas.
愿神祝福你们。
Let's close by singing a wonderful hymn, What Child